the Lady Bruins of Brentwood. They just come out tonight dressed in all red tonight with white numerals and white trim. The Lady Bruins will be in all white tonight with the royal blue trim. Here's Lily Wilkins on the drive. She kissed it off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound Sophie Lawson for the Bruins. We'll give you the starting lineups here at the first break. Get a late start due to the Boom Boom Room, but we appreciate everybody tuning in. They have 9:50 tonight. On the floor right now for the Bruins, we've got the twins, Delaney and Limley, Emily Trussell, 24, number 14, Chloe Wampler, 24, Camilla Osgood, 32, and number 30, Sophie Lawson. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound, Faith Wilkins brings it down for the Lady Patriots. Garth, good to have you here, buddy.
That's good to be here. What a great matchup tonight we're going to see out of these two young lady teams.
Yeah, shot on the way, rebound, no good. Brought down by Amelia Osgood for the Lady Bruins. Cross timeline, both teams a little tight because they know the importance of this game. Wampler for three. Back rim. Can't get it to go. The sophomore had a nice shot. Hustle back. Save by Osgood. Good pass. Broken up nicely by Abby Gobble. Starting lineup for the Lady Page Patriots will be number 2, Lily Wilkin. Number 3, Abby Gobble. Number 4, Faith Wilkin. Number 14, Delaney No. And number 42, Olivia Wilson.
It's going to be both teams starting out man-to-man.
They are. Both a little tight tonight. Both of them only have one loss in the region in their district correction. Shot from Osgood. Downtown back rim. No good. Falls out of bounds. Goes to Page Patriots. Page going from left to right on your radio dial in red tonight, their traditional red travel uniform. Lady Bruins in their white with royal blue, obviously going from right to left. Good crowd already here tonight. We had an excellent JV game earlier. This will be our last game of the 2018 season. Shot on the way. Wilson back rim, no good. Wilkins grabs the rebound over Delaney Trussell. Takes it down the left wing, kicks it out front. Spin move, good pass. They set up again. A good ball movement to Wilkins. She's going to drive in the middle, kicks it over the corner for Gobble. Short. Rebound Delaney Trussell. Enjoyed having her last night at Rouse Barbecue for Coach's Corner. Here's Osgood for three. And it's good. And they break the ice at the 5:45 mark. 3-0 Lady Bruins. Both these teams can really play some defense. We've seen that already.
Yeah, they can. And thus far, they're getting to the rim. The Page Patriots are getting to the rim.
Going hard. Coached by Ron Brock, the iconic Ron Brock. And Miss Delaney Knowles nails the free throw. 3-1 is our score at the 5:38 mark. First quarter action here at Brentwood. Delaney Knowles, the daughter of Larry Knowles, the boys' coach. She made them both. Frankly, she could play on most boys' teams.
She's tough.
She's a little girl. Just a sophomore.
I guarantee she practices with the girls a bunch, or with the guys' teams
yeah.
a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Here comes Amelia Osgood across the timeline. She's picked up by Lily Wilkin, the freshman. Tipped away by Faith. Steal. Here they come, the Patriots. Wow. Crossover move by Wilkin. Could get it to go. Rebound. Short. Fight for the rebound. Wilkins gets it on the baseline. Goes up for a jumper. Emily Trussell rips it out of there. And here come the Lady Bruins.
Oh,
here
we go. Steal. Oh, Lord.
Stolen by Lily Wilkin. But thrown away. Picked up by Osgood. What a steal.
She was expecting her sister to be there, but yeah, you're exactly right. She come right around and on a sweep and stole the ball.
Drop on the corner, bottom. Troy Wampler from downtown. 22-footer from the bleachers. Closer to concession stand than she was to court. Good inside pass, and wow, nice drive in the middle. No, and she's giving the ref some additional advice.
Yeah, she definitely, she's known to do that.
He just smiled. He just shook his head and smiled.
You know, I've never seen a team of Ron Brock play as loosely as this young lady's team. They cut the basket and make quick passes.
Shot from the wing is Wilkin. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Bruins ball. A huge crowd here already for the girls' game. They knew this was going to be a battle of titanic proportions already here. And the ball stolen by the Patriots. Lily Wilkins on second steal.
Two steals by her.
That's right. And goes up, draws a foul. Amelia Osgood. Amelia. All right.
You know, I remember us, this McKinney. Lindsey Cochran, I think that's her at the line at the moment. That's the one Ron said could be starting for him, the freshman.
Yes, she comes off the bench. That'll be number 23. She's a freshman guard. She's right off the first one off the bench.
Very talented.
Very talented. He said she should be starting, but we're starting someone over, and she made the second one. 6-3 is our score, 4:31. Mark Brentwood has downtown threes for 6 points. It's our last broadcast of 2018. What a year it's been. Shot from the corner from Delaney Trussell, front rim. Can't get it to go. Faith Wilkins rips it out of there. Fast break, 1-on-2. Spin off the glass. can't convert. Chloe Wampler draws a foul.
Be her second.
And Faith Wilkins will take it to the basket. I don't care if Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or Wilt Chamberlain's in there. She will challenge you.
You know, she's had 3 rebounds thus far. And when she rebounds, she's already breaking with the basket.
Yep. And she makes the free throw. Hey, this girl is going to play at the next level. There is no.
Rebecca.
That's right. Thank you. Well done.
She's a player. She's very, very skilled, too.
High in the bucket for the second one. Made them both. Made them both.
Remember when we played, when the week we had them at Franklin, her younger sister Lily outscored her.
I do remember that.
That tells you how talented her younger sister is.
As a freshman. Across the timelines, Amelia Osgood guarded by Cochran. Pass in the corner.
That's a foul.
Pushing off there. Let's see if they're going to call that on. Mr. Wilkins. Mr. Wilkins' face. Call that one. Pushing off, Ron Brock goes, wait, what? He's going to lose that argument, Gar.
Well, he's definitely going to lose it, but somehow or another, she got pushed in the back, but they caught it on her.
Oh, good inside pass. Wow, no-look pass from Osgood. And Haley Hanna off the bench, another talented youngster for the Brentwood Bruins. She's just a freshman, a lot of talent. Baseline drive, kicks it across, saved by Cochran, shot from the corner, short. Rebound to Amelia Osgood. Picked up by Faith Wilkins, and they're pressuring all 94-foot here tonight, Gar.
They are that.
AC Stock off a 3.
Wow.
Can't buy it. Quick release. Didn't get it to go. Here comes the rebound. Here comes Delaney Noe for the Page Patriots. Lady Patriots. Cochran on the drive. Off the glass. High. Soft. The bank's open tonight at Brentwood. It's yours,
Lee. You couldn't have gotten that any softer off that glass.
Beautiful touch. 8-7's our score. We knew this would be a good ball game.
There's not a team in the district that we've seen thus far that pushes the ball up quicker than the Page Patriots.
That is so correct. They are very quick. Good ball movement. AC Stock off the 3.
Good shot.
Cotton time. 22-footer, nothing but net. If I'm not mistaken, that is 4 3-pointers.
3.
3? Okay. I knew there was 2 for sure. That could do it. That was the third one, the fourth one. Here come the Patriots. And jump ball is called. Nice play.
You didn't see that trap coming.
No, she did.
Delaney Noe up the top of the key open.
Haley Hanna, the freshman, and the junior, Delaney Trussell, on the jump ball. And it is now the Bruins ball. Here they come across the timeline. 2:23 mark. 11-7 is our score. Excellent played ball game on both sides. Good ball moving out front of the late Bruins. Driving is Emily Trussell. Bank it off the glass on the dribble drive. 13-7 is our score. 2:11 is our time.
Tell me, who's the leading scorer for the Lady Bruins, do you know?
It just depends. I hate to say it. One night,
I wonder who was averaging. If you knew who was averaging,
they haven't given me the stats. But one night, Delaney. One night, Emily. One night, wow. Down.
That net barely moved.
That's Lily Wilkins from 24 foot. Barely rippled the net, as Gar said. Well done. 13-10 is our score. A buck 38 to go in the first quarter. Stock off on the drive. It's stolen. Here comes Cochran. 1-on-2. Tries to split the defenders. Can't get it to go. Delaney Trussell rebound. Gets it to AC Stock off down the left wing. Got a runner down the right wing. Kicks it up.
That was tremendous defense.
Boy, it sure was.
Oh, twice behind the back by the freshman.
Good gracious. These girls can play.
They ain't scared, Storm.
No, they're not. Down the left wing, inside, and it's stolen. Good pass, good steal by the Lady Bruins. Here comes Osgood down the right wing. A fake move.
That Euro did quite work for
it. It sure did. Abby Gobble on the good defensive move to stop. Amelia Osgood on the dribble drive. Down the left wing, shot. No good. Rebound. Cochran gets it herself. Goes up softly. Delaney rips it out of the air. Delaney Trussell. 13-10 with 40 seconds to go. First quarter.
On face, you got to move.
Wow. Emily Trussell dropped that shoulder. Laid it off the glass softly, scores, draws the foul for a 3-point play.
Yeah, that's going to be 2 on face. She's going to have to come out of the game.
Delaney Noe back in the Page. Patriot fans are voicing rather vehemently their disagreement.
We've heard worse, though.
Oh, it'll get worse. Woo! Emily Trussell with a 3-point play. 16-10 is our score. That's why we no longer have an outside mic. We're sitting so close to the people that it's best not to have anything less than
I tell you what, Dix County sure let us have it last year in our ears.
Yeah, I hope they went to confession that Sunday.
Man, 16-10. What are you talking about?
20 seconds. We're at 18.
The Lady Bruins drop back into a 2-3 zone.
That's smart. Make them take that long shot down to 14 seconds. In the corner, cross court pass. Cochran drives in. Soft loader. Got the roll. Put some butter on it. 16-12. 2-1. Sock off. Can't get it off. in time. 16-12 is our score after one. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Pewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, tire service, and more. They service both foreign and domestic cars. The ASE-certified techs at Pewitt Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Pewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service, 112 Alpha Drive.
We are back at Brentwood. Our score is 16-12. Brentwood, Lady Bruins just snuck ahead of the Lady Page Patriots. Garth at halftime on the Matthews Team Sports interview. Where are they now? We've got David Windley, former Brentwood Bruin. He's at Washington College up in St. Louis. We're going to have some fun with him, former Bruin. We're going to let him tell about his college experience, transition he's made, how tough it was balancing college life, and we'll have some fun. Here come the Lady Patriots. They're trailing by four. Good ball movement. Brentwood has dropped back into, looks like, is it a Mr.
No, they're back. Get a man-to-man.
I drop to a man-to-man. Toddling away from Lily Wilkins. Got an open look. Can't get it to go. Emily Trussell rips it out of there. Here comes Amelia Osgood down the right wing. A little sophomore. What I call a letters grown into almost 6 foot tall. Shot him away from Ralston. Out of her range. Quick pass down on the breakaway. Nice basket on the Lady Page Pace. That's 42. Olivia Wilson on the breakaway. Big girl in the paint. Showed some speed. Got down. Outran the Bruin defenders for an easy basket within two. 16-14. 6:50 mark.
Well, that Kenzie Cochran had her head up. Led her right down the court.
What a pass.
It was a great
beautiful
pass.
Long three. Rimmed out. Unforgiving rims at Brentwood. Emily Trussell had it go down. Spit it back out. 6:30 mark. Second quarter action. Bud Suggs on the board tonight. Studio A, 1333 West Main Street. Appreciate Bud keeping us line, pushing the button. Gobbles out front. Gets to Cochran down the left wing.
Ladies Patriots running a five out motion.
Okay. Drive in. Wilson took it off. She just took it to Sophie Lawson and said, hey, get some of this, but can't buy the basket.
Got fouled. Action.
Here comes Emily Trussell on the soft floater. Can't get it to go. For the rebound, and it's the Patriots ball. Faith Wilkins checking back in. Also, Corey Walper is coming back in. Also, Emma Glenn. Well, Emma Glenn's going to give Emily Trussell a nice, well-deserved breather. 6 minutes to go before halftime. David Windley will be on at halftime. We're going to have fun with him. Talk about his little brother, John, playing, who's just a sophomore. Delaney Noe out front, receiving instruction, Coach Ron Brock.
Yeah, they dropped. Delaney thought they were still in a man, calling five out motion, but in all actuality, Brentwood dropped back 2-3 zone.
They have. And they talked about that, how they've been switching in and out of that. Right now, the Patriots have been very patient about trying to find a crease in that defense. Right now, it's impenetrable. Drive from the wing, kicked inside. Wilson, Marley kicks back out. Cross court to Faith Wilkins, drives the right lane. Soft loader. We're tied. That girl can
tell.
Tell you what, he's worth the price of admission. And the Bruins sloppy pass stolen by Wilson. Here come the Patriots. Got a chance to take the lead. They were down 16-10. Got a chance to tie to go ahead. There, Faith Wilkins shot. Can't get it to go. Wilson gets another rebound.
I gotta tell you what, these Lady Patriots are just out hustling Brentwood right now.
Cochran from three. Can't get it to go. Back rim. Saved by the Lady Bruins. Here they come down the right wing is Osgood. Kicks it across court pass. Walper out way out front. Kicks back to Osgood. She drives in the paint to the left wing. Lawson thought about the three. Marley gave it back up. 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Tied at 16. Great Caesars goes. Emma Glenn from Troy Whopper from downtown sophomore just lights it up.
Six, the lead score for the Lady Bruins.
Not afraid to pull the trigger from 24 foot. I don't go up for on vacation. 19-16 is our score. 4 minute mark. Lily Wilkins from three. Front rim, no good. Ralston on the rebound. A lot of white jerseys around that ball on the rebound, Garth.
That is true.
Here comes Ralston, correction, Ozzie on the drive. She gets the shooter's touch. All of a sudden, we go from tied to 16. Brentwood up quickly, 5 points, 21-16 at the 3:40 mark. Brentwood still in that 2-3 zone, Garth, which has seemed to have caused problems.
Well, that's a good call.
Yes.
Because they stopped penetration.
Delaney Nolan, the long three, can't get to go. Faith Wilkins drives up, reverse, lay it, can't get to go. Rebound and foul calls.
Little sister comes in for the offensive rebound.
You know why earlier when I said there's a lot of white jerseys on that rebound? Because when she shoots it, they thought she was going to make it. They already started back down the court. That was it.
That's three fouls on Corey Wampler.
Wow. That hurts. And Lily Wilkins on a rare miss. Chloe going to the bench. Miles thrashed. All right, stay in the ball game. Hit the ball game. Lilly on the second one.
Missed that one, too.
A little hard. Emma Glenn on the rebound. Emma Glenn kind of points. It's a third steal by Lilly Wilkins going in, and she scores. That's three takeaways for the freshman. Lady Patriots, I mean, they want to steal. Lilly Wilkins is the lady to get it done.
That's a mismatch right there.
Yep. Soft floater, wing shot, no good. Delaney Trussell, rebound Faith Wilkins. One on two, goes down the right wing, off the glass, no good. Rossley on the rebound, ripped it out of the air. Emma Glenn pulls it back slowly, smartly, kicks it down to the right wing to Delaney Trussell. She drives the basket, kicks it back out front to her sister. We're at 240 mark. 21-18 is our score. And the Lady Patriots are just tenacious on defense. They're pressuring all the way to the basket.
They do a great job of switching.
Boston on the left wing shoots and can't get it to go. Tipped out of bounds, and the Page fans would hate the call.
They ain't liking that at all.
Not happy. Brent was taking out an own basket, up three. Down to Osgood, kicks it back to Emily Trussell, way out front. She drives to the right guard by Faith Wilkins, and that's a nightmare if you've got her guarding you. Soft floater, Osgood gets her on rebound. Back to AC Sockoff. Let the crowd tell you. 22-footer.
She's got three.
Bottom.
I mean, six.
She's 24. She's the difference. 24-18. A buck 50 to go before halftime. David Winley is going to be our halftime guest for the Matthew Team Sports. Where are they now? Good defense by Delaney Trussell. Well, what backdoor give and go to Faith Wilkins. Wilson high on the pass.
She had her, too. She was open.
Boy, that was a beautiful backdoor cut. Faith Wilkins on the cut was open, couldn't connect on the pass. Cochran has picked up Osgood. She comes across time. Cochran will get, I'm telling you, guard, she is a nightmare on defense. That girl is playing.
These Lady Patriots are going to be good for the next year, few years to come.
Yes, awful young. Good ball movement out front. Sockoff to Osgood down the right wing. Drives to the baseline, kicks it back out front. Cross court to Sockoff. Her spot, she walked. And she caught for walking. Before she could launch that three, took a hop. Hop, dip, and a jump. And last time I checked, that's not allowed.
That'd be a...
is right. 73 seconds left before halftime. Dar's going to enjoy some great concession food.
I don't know what I'm going to have here.
It's all good.
Last time they had a grilled chicken sandwich, it was pretty good here.
And, whoa, rare mistake. Rare mistake by Lilly Wilkins. Got called for the double dribble.
You allow the trap to come and get her and turn it over.
All right, that's a full timeout. We're going to wait till halftime. Garth, give me your thoughts on the ball game. This is a game we've been looking forward to on the women's side for a long time.
Well, yes, this game will determine who takes first place in the district before going into the holiday break, and that's big. I remember Ron Brock telling us when we had him at Stroud's. He said we may be behind the first quarter, we may be behind the second quarter, third quarter it'll be tight, but the fourth quarter is ours. Fourth quarter's ours.
What he said.
So, playing true right here. They're staying tough. They missed shots. I like what I see out of the Lady Patriots, so I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, I do too. The only drawback right now, if you can say it's something, a caveat you have to watch, is Faith Wilkins has two fouls.
Correct.
And
I don't know that I would have her in here this last minute.
That was my next question. 63 seconds. If she picks up that third foul, it's going to put
you could get her in, and right, as soon as you got an offense rebound, I don't think Brentwood will hold it for a full minute. Call a quick timeout and get her back in the game for offensively.
Okay, guess what? Lilly Wilkin on her fourth steal, but she steps out of bounds. But she's got four steals in one half. Garth,
you did that on Osgood.
I tell you what. All of them on Osgood.
No, the one while ago was on Emma Glenn.
She got three on Osgood and one on Glenn. Okay, well, 75% of them on point guard. Good cross-court pass to Stockoff down the right wing. Pass down the wing, softly, shot. Bottom. Emily Trussell nails it from the wing.
Yeah, seven.
26-18. We're at 36 seconds. Cochran on the drive.
Too hard.
Kissed off the glass. Rawson rips it out of the air. We're at 30 seconds. Here come the Bruins for the last shot. Last couple minute surge here for the Bruins. They've clawed ahead. Good ball movement. We're at 21 seconds. We're out front, stock off down the right wing. Back to Trussell at 13 seconds. And guess who steals it? Faith Wilkins. Ball's loose on the floor. Across here. Can pass. Stolen back by Osgood at 7 seconds. Osgood takes it.
Oh.
And she fakes the bounce pass outside and draws the foul. Is that on Faith Wilkins?
I don't know. She was there.
And that is
no,
42.
No.
That's on Wilson.
That's her first.
That would have been disastrous for if you're a Page Patriots fan. 2.6 seconds. 26-18 is our score. It's 27-18. All of a sudden, the Lady Bruins have surged ahead. I was good at the line. She's had a good first half. And the bucket made them both 28. They're up 10, 2.2 tenths out on the way from no. It's no good. Our score 28-18 at half. Garth, I know you've got some totals for us.
I do for the Lady Patriots who are trailing at the half, led by Lily Wilkin with 5. Mackenzie Cochran with 5, Faith Wilkin with 4, Delaney Noe with 2, Olivia Wilson with 2. 18 points for the Lady Patriots at the half. Brentwood Lady Bruins at the half led by Emily Truschel with 7, A.C. Stockoff with 6, Foy Wampler with 6, Amelia Osgood with 7, Haley Hanna with 2. 28-18 at the half. Storming.
Sounds
on
good.
To Matthews Team Sports.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and we got David Windley right here. First of all, come on in and enjoy our nice soft seats we've got here.
Sounds good.
You know, once I'm standing up, you know, I, this old backside of mine gets a little
right.
For these
right.
Hard class seats. Congratulations on your first freshman year semester out of the way.
Thank you.
How tough it was balancing this.
It's pretty hard, to be honest. There's a lot of schoolwork to do and a lot of basketball work to do, but it's manageable. A lot of the older guys helped me out a lot, so I have a lot of help. But that's probably how I did it.
What are you missing most about Brentwood?
Oh man, I mean, obviously basketball is huge. There's a lot of people here that I miss the most. Probably. It's probably all my friends that are, you know, are off doing different things now. But, you know, probably basketball and all my friends back home.
So how's the basketball going up at Washington?
We're doing well. We're off to a 6-3 start. We've got conference play coming up at the beginning of January. We're actually about to play top 5 ranked Augustana on the 29th. So I'll be back to school on the 26th.
Wait a minute. There's no break for the weary?
No, none of that.
I mean, you get what, Christmas off and you're driving back?
Yeah. So I am out of here on the 26th at noon.
Oh man, Mama don't like that, does she?
No, she doesn't. She wants me to be around a little longer, but it is what it is, I guess.
Raising Holy Cain about that, I'm sure. You want to give a shout out? I think you got some family in Indiana listening.
Absolutely, yeah. Granddad, I hope you're listening. I hope you're getting ready to listen to a great game. I'm sure the Bruins will pull it out tonight, so should be a good one.
Sounds good. Well, he listens often. We have a lot of fun watching your little. I started to say your son. Sorry about this. Your little brother's no longer little.
No, he's catching me. He's probably going to be taller than me pretty soon.
I mean, if y'all had a little battle in the backyard, you still can take him?
Of course. Of course.
What was it? Give me something. Give our listeners something that you, 2-3 things that you really gleaned from being at Brentwood High School.
Oh, man. Learn how to work hard here. There's a lot of really smart kids here. Makes for a competitive school. I learned leadership with basketball, obviously, and just some other things in school. And just kind of learned that friends are really important in life, and it's always good to have people around you that support you.
Well said, well said. And I'll ask this stuff quick. When I said, how's the balancing act? And Brentwood's obviously known as a highly academic school.
Right.
You can't slouch and get by here. Not like in my time. We used to go, we studied a little bit, you know, had a 3.85. We thought we were smart. Got to college and I had this 2-point, a 2-point, a 2-point, a 2.2. I mean, it was like, whoa, wait a minute. You've got to study here. My question is, how much did how much did that help you prepare you for college?
I took quite a few of those, and those definitely prepared me the most, but it's nothing like what it is at WashU. So I got one semester down. I'm starting to figure it out, so hopefully it's all going to get better from here.
I think I already know the answer. I remember what my scenario was 150 years ago. What has been the most difficult thing to manage?
I mean, just definitely time with everything.
I had that 3-pointer on the way.
Right.
Started, yeah.
I have a lot of different obligations, obviously, with all the practices and, obviously going to class and getting your work done and studying for exams. So there's just, you gotta have a plan, and you gotta, you know, stick to it, and you can't get lazy and just say, I'm gonna, you know, take today off and not do anything. You can't have that.
It's like anything in life, you gotta do it every day.
Right. Absolutely.
So how much time are you spending studying a night?
Until I get tired, I don't know. No set amount of time, I guess.
You mean you're not out at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night partying and...
Well, that's usually the studying time, but...
There you go.
I mean, we like to have fun
sometimes. I ask that question, parents will listen. You know?
Yeah, I mean, my dad's across the gym. I can see him right now. So, Dad, I study all night. That's all I do.
He's going to give you a thumbs up, but, you know, the good news is they're about a 45-second delay.
Okay.
So you're in good shape. Well, I tell you what, it was a joy watching you play. What did you glean from this gentleman here in front of me?
Now, Coach Shirley taught me everything I know. I got it all from
Wait a minute.
Shirley.
Did he slip you some money for that one?
No, that was just a genuine answer right there.
Well, what do you miss most about Coach besides Coach Carter?
Coach Shirley and I just had a really good relationship for 3 years ever since he got here, and just, you know, of course, I'm going to miss playing for a coach that I got along with so well and we had such a great relationship with. So just being a part of the Brentwood program, I miss that a lot.
All right, what do you think when you're in practice and you see something that's transpiring? What quip or something that Coach Shirley would say comes to your mind?
Oh, man, there's several of them. Let me think for a second.
He's willing to take the mic. We're not going to give him the mic.
Yeah, so we had our defensive philosophy is a little bit different than Coach Shirley's, but my coach at WashU puts a lot of emphasis on closeouts and stuff like that, and Coach Shirley used to always say in practice play teams, we're not going to let them catch, set, and shoot. So that kind of echoes in the back of my mind when I'm in practice at school.
So how much playing time? I know you're a freshman. I mean, it's tough breaking the start line, but how's that transition going?
It's really game to game for me right now, so if I have a great week of practice and I'll see a little bit more time, but you know, obviously if I am not having a great week, then that's going to reflect in playing time. So I'd say I haven't solidified my rotation minutes so far, but they're still up for grabs, and I'm happy with where I am right now. I just got to keep improving.
I'll ask a tough question. What solidifies a great week of practice?
A lot of really good
I like
defense.
That. I like that one. You like that, Coach? You like that.
A lot of really good defense.
Well, I always said my philosophy, the only reason I ever got to play basketball was because I could play defense, opposite my height. I mean, you just, you know, there's no rim hanging in my book. But if you play defense, it always created offense.
Right, absolutely.
I might have 3, 4, 6, 8 points a game because it's because I got to steal, ease layup.
For sure.
So that's good. Well, first of all, no, tell your listeners what you're studying. What's your major? Have you decided on a major kind of early yet? But
where are
you leaning?
I'm in the business school at WashU. I'm leaning towards a finance major and maybe a minor in business sports. And if I don't do that, I'll probably double major in accounting as well.
Oh,
so.
Good Lord. He's smart.
Yeah, I got a long way to go, but that's where I'm leaning towards right now.
Well, you said you talk about maybe a possible major in finance. Have you seen some of the upper level finance courses? I took those.
Yeah.
And I went, no, wait. I want something in English I can read.
Right. No, several of my teammates at WashU are finance guys, so I hear it all from them, and it's not a piece of cake, but I'm sure they'll help me out.
They've warned you, haven't they?
They have. But it's all hard. I mean, and I'm not gonna, you know, avoid the hard stuff by doing anything. So,
well, let's ask this question, Art. If Coach Shirley was gonna ask you to come in and say something pregame before the Bruins tonight, it's a cold, wet, dreary December night. What are you gonna tell your players tonight? You're captain of the Bruins.
Well, I know in the past, Paige has tried to slow us down a little bit, and I think for Brentwood in past years, it's just been about, you know, getting off to a good start really helps us finish the game strong as well. So let's come out focused, ready to play, high energy, get off to a good start. Try to put him away.
What are you going to tell your little brother, who's no longer little?
With confidence out there. I don't know. He acts like he's all that when he talks trash to me in the driveway, and then I see him out here. He doesn't play with any confidence. I don't know what that's about.
You know what, Coach Shirley? When they sit next to me, it's a true serum. Don't you just love it? It's a true serum. Well, I say it's great. Listen, Lord David, so proud of you.
Thank
great
you.
Job. What a great interview. And I'm so proud of you. When you come in town, please come by. We'll get you on there.
Yes, appreciate it.
Give a loud shout out to your granddad.
Shout out, granddad.
There you go. Great job. That's David Winley. Garth, we're about ready for second half action here. Bud Suggs on the board. Good job, young man. Good job. That was a fun interview. I don't care who did it. That was fun time. Garth, it's great seeing these young men go off to a very tough university. Washington is the, boy, you got to have some Mark getting up there.
It just goes to show we've got great athletes, but we've got great student athletes here in Williamson County.
And almost made my first save of the night with equipment. Ball deflected up here. But we'll get caught up on breaks in a few minutes. We just run back into action. Lady Bruins up. Now, we'll never use the term comfortably, but they're up 10. Shot from the wing. No good. Rebound. Faith Wilkins ripped it out of there. Here comes her sister down the right wing. Almost got called for a walk. Bruins thought so. Gobble drives down the right wing. Kicks no. No drives in the paint. She's guarded by Trucial. And, man, she smartly cuts it off the glass and scores to break the ice. 7:20 mark. 28-20 is our score.
Here comes the Patriots. Still that man-to-man.
They are, and they look like Ron Brock kind of gave them a paint-peeling discussion in halftime. Shot. Wow. Delaney Trucial had it go in. Fit it back out. That's the second one tonight. Go for three.
Boom.
Bang!
And here they come.
And here they come, 28.
Well, I'm going to tell you something interesting. 8 young ladies out here on this floor tonight play for the same AAU organization. 8 of them.
Wow, that's good stuff. And they know each other well. Oh, nice move, Womp. Oh, good move on Osgood. Euro step. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Lady Patriots. Looking on the drive. Kicks it inside. Back outside to No for three. Couldn't get it back to back.
If she hits that one, she's hotter than a pistol.
Chase Wilkins, I got the shot. We come in trailing by 10. We're down by 2. Brentwood set to score in the second half, 6-minute mark.
Not even 2 minutes gone in the quarter, and they've cut it down to 2.
8 points in less than 2 minutes. The Lady Patriots are in fuego. Here comes Emily Trussell driving in the paint. Using the left hand, can't get it to go. Wilson got position, ripped the rebound out of there. Here come the Lady Patriots coming back in a fury. Wilkins set back. Dang, great Caesars ghost, and they're ahead.
Whoa.
11 straight points. The Lady Patriots, 29-28. Garth, what did Ron Block, what did he say to his Patriots at halftime?
Well, he said, you know, we're in good shape. We just gotta execute a little bit better. I mean, we're taking some, you know, some quick shots, but my goodness, they came out and hit 3 threes just like that. And that was a step back three by Faith Wilkins. Nothing but net.
I mean, that was Kobe-esque.
Oh, that was as pretty as you'll see at the high school level right there.
Man, I mean, Steph Curry, Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. I'm sorry. The girl is in a league of her own.
Well, basically, she crossed over Amelia Osgood. She crossed her over and then basically looked at her and said, get you some of this. And
bam.
Bam.
I mean.
And there's sister just got the hand on the ball again.
Yes, that's Lily Wilkins. Got 4 steals. 3 of them have been on Amelia Osgood. Here come the Bruins. Shot from the corner short.
Here they come.
Here comes Lily Wilkins on the rebound to Wilson. She drives in the paint, goes up left hand.
There's your big girl doing a Euro move with the left hand.
All right, let's go, let's go. Here we go. Here comes Osgood across the timeline, and she throws it out of bounds. Bruins out of sync. They've not scored. They've gone 3.
Well, they just caught a timeout there, and nothing's worked so far.
Uh-uh.
There's one of Ron Brock's infamous whistles.
Yep. Patriots take it inbounds, cross the timeline slowly. Brentwood's coming out in that 2-1-2 press. Off from the wing. Cochran. Down.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
14 unanswered points.
They are hot.
14 unanswered points. Oh, wow. Goes in and gets a jump ball. Osgood goes in, and Wilson gets the steal, turns into a jump ball.
That's actually a good call.
It was a great call. Patriots ball. All of a sudden,
Olivia Wilson had the hand on top of the ball with the stuff.
Well, we promised it'd be a good one, and we didn't know it'd be a great one.
I didn't expect this quick of a comeback by the Lady Patriots.
Me neither. Wilson, in and out. Rebound. Cochran can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Osgood comes up with it. 4:40 mark. Bruins in dire need of a basket. Up 10 at half. Down 4. Saw floater. Emily Trussell said, I'll get some of this.
Oh, they needed that.
Finally breaks the ice at the 4:25 mark. They go nearly 3.5 minutes without scoring. Cochran down the left wing. Kicks it out front to Gobble. Gobble to the right wing. Wilson inside pass on the give and go. That second time she had it. Missed it. Osgood on the steal. Here come the Bruins. Delaney for 3. No good.
You know, Delaney has not scored tonight.
Rare night for her. Faith Wilkins kicks it back to No, who drives in the paint. Soft floater. Forgiving rim. Bottom.
You got 9.
34-30 is our score. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go. The Lady Patriots have come out and outscored the Lady Bruins 16-2 in the third quarter. Short. Rebound, Faith Wilkins. Delaney Trussell is OFF off tonight. Not one of her better nights. Wilkins on the drive to the left. Kicks down the wing to Wilson.
He's going to hit one of those in a minute.
Little strong. Ron Brock kind of dances away that ball in the basket. Good pass. Deflected away. Good hustle
good
by
recovery.
Wilson. Yes. Lily Wilkins back in for Delaney. No. And timeout on the floor. And it looks like it's a 30 second. Let's take 30 seconds. But 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950.
Well, young man, I hope you've learned a lesson. No more bat and ball this close to my house.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're paying for my picture window that Lewis Glass had to replace.
Yes, ma'am.
Those Lewis Glass folks were very nice, Sonny Boy. And speaking of that...
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to mow my grass this summer to pay for that replacement glass from Lewis Glass.
Yes, ma'am.
By the way, son, how old are you anyway?
I'm 46.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court in Franklin. Call 615-790-1977.
We are... 3:16 mark. Lady Patriots have come out and scored 16 points to 2 for the Lady Bruins. Lady Bruins up 28-18. They're trail 34-30. Not a good call that time for Abby Gobble. She's out of position when we got the foul call. Enjoyed having David Windley on at halftime. Where are they now? He's at University of Washington.
Stormy, my guest tonight will be Charles Pullen as soon as he gets through his interviews.
There you go.
between games with a Williamson Herald.
Very good. Quickly down court, thrown away is Wilkins. Too big a hurry to 250 mark.
Yeah, they need to slow it down just a little bit right now.
Run some clock. They've got the Bruins on the heel right now.
They clearly won this quarter thus far.
Yes, they lost second quarter, but they've come out hard. Oh, good inside pass. Sister to sister. And Delaney's having just not a good night. She missed the give and go, but she's trying to make up for it on defense. She's trying to guard Faith Wilkins. Cuts it off Cochran, who drives. Left hand, no good. Rebound, Emily Truschel.
Now they've gone cold.
Yep. 2:10 mark, 34-30 is our score. Lady Patriots up. Big third quarter. Off-score pass, Emily Truschel. Rimmed out. Faith Wilkins, great position.
He's telling them to slow it down right here.
Going to run some clock under 2 minutes. We're surrounded by Paige Patriots. Keep bought me some popcorn. I'm going to eat it here in a minute. No, I can't have it. I'm on air. At the 150 mark, good shot. Wilkins kicking it to go.
Deep.
Save, kicks it back out front. Good save that time by the Lady Patriots. Wilkins on the drive. Can't get it to go. Rebound, and she stepped on the line. Good hustle.
Ronnie was telling him to slow it down, and Faith Wilkins, she just drove right to the basket.
Yeah, she still only has two fouls. Both the Truschel sisters are coming out to 135 mark. Subbing
we
in.
Got a timeout.
It is good. Coming in for the Lady Bruins is Caitlin Lorenzi, number 14. Also, AC Stockoff Garth. If you're Miles Lash, what do you tell your Lady Bruins all of a sudden you scored 2 points in this third quarter?
Well, it boils down to one thing, execution. They're not executing on offense. They're getting no baskets out of defensive transition. When you come out, you know, most teams, you got to when you have a lead like Brentwood had, you got to weather a storm.
Yep.
It's going to come.
Yeah.
I mean, the opponent's always going to make a run.
Well, the good teams do.
Exactly. And the Lady Patriots are a good team.
Yeah.
They can play with anybody. And so, you know, they punched back, and now, you know, if you're Miles Thrash, say, okay, young lady, now you got to fight back. Let's see what you're made of. Let's see what character you got to come back right here. Amelia Osgood is going to have to step up and be the leader right here and get them a bucket.
Lily Wilkins got guarding her, and she earned every step to get across the timeline. AC Stockoff down the right wing, thought about a three, pulled it back at the 84-second mark in the third quarter. Osgood on the drive, in traffic.
Out of control.
1-on-4 and came away with nothing. Here come the Lady Patriots. Step back, Lily Wilkins, front rim. Can't get it to go. Stockoff, all 5-2, rips the rebound out of there. The wing shot from the corner. Wamper can't get it to go. Foul is called. It's going to be on which Lady Patriots? That'll be on number
Lily
two.
Lily Wilkins.
That's on Lily. She'll be her second.
You know, Stormy, it's been a long time since I've seen a young lady team pull the trigger as quickly as this Paige Patriot do.
I agree.
They let it fly.
Inbound pass to Osgood. Well, by the timeline, we're under 50 seconds now. Bruins are still holding on. They're only trailing by 4. Good pick set out front by Haley Hanna, the freshman. Cross-court pass. Osgood thought about the three. Way out 3-point. Watch this. Floyd Wamper said, I'll take it. Fires it. Can't get it to go. Rebound. And Wilson is going to be called for the foul. I thought
she got a lot of
ball.
Jump off.
My bad. Brentwood ball at 34 seconds. Bruins taking it out of their own basket. Way out front to AC Stockoff. Matter of fact, only two starters in for the Bruins. Stockoff canned it. All of a sudden, they're back in the ball game. 34-33 from 28 foot. 15 seconds. Down to 12. On the drive is no. Goes in. Soft floater. Bank it in. With 8 seconds. 36-33. 7 seconds. Here comes Osgood. Osgood on the back. Behind, step back. They're not going to get a shot away. They're not going to get a shot away. And what of a change of events. Halftime. 28-18. Lady Bruins. End of 3. Paige Patriots. 36. Brentwood Bruins. 33. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports. AM 950.
Make pain a thing of the past. With help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee. Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM 950.
come out and outscore the Lady Bruins 18-5. I said 18-5 in the third quarter, trailing by 10 at halftime. The term is blitzkrieg. They came out and with 7:50 to go, fourth quarter. Our score is 36-33. Wilkins on the drive. And she converts. Beautiful stop and go. Soft loader up 5, 38-33, 7:35 to go, fourth quarter action. Lady Patriots are playing with great tenacity tonight. Emily Trussell way out front. She's picked up by Delaney No. Good cross-court pass, kick it around out front to Amelia Osgood down the right wing. Stockoff, she's picked up by Gobble, drives in the paint, kicks it out down the right wing. Wampler, I mean to tell you, that's Reese Glover range right there.
They need some Reese Glover shooting to get back in this ball game.
38-36, Wampler just nailed a 28-footer to get them within two, the 6:50 mark. Delaney No kicks it to Wilson. She stepped back and looked like a Mitchell
Ronnie
shot.
Ronnie ain't going to like that.
No, it looked like a Mitchell shot there. It didn't draw iron. It barely drew a breath. Not a good possession for the Lady Patriots. Up two, 6:40 to go. Osgood getting more comfortable bringing the ball up court. Good movement out front. Stockoff down the left wing. She's picked up. Double team. Step back three. Off balance. Wilson kicks it out of bounds for the Lady Patriots at the 6:30 mark. Boys game coming up here right at 7:30.
And then we have a Christmas break.
Right, we do. New Year's break. We did. I did 84 games last year, including football. Nice hobby. Here come the Lady Patriots up two with the six-minute mark. Good ball movement out front. Bruins have dropped back, and looks like they're still playing man-to-man. Stockoff picks up Abby Gobble inside the give-and-go again to Faith Wilkins. Can't get to go. Stolen by Lily. Get back to her sister. They're going to call Osgood on the foul.
They're going to get Osgood on that one. Man, those two little sisters can flat play together, can't they?
They have a symmetry or the congruency together that you just – it's unfathomable. Wilkins to the line. That's Faith. And she's got 39-36. She's going to Trevecca next year. Going to play with Izzy Franco, former Lady Bruin here at Brentwood. Eye in the bucket for the second one. Good. Man, that girl, I tell you what, she could take the money from me in a game of horror scarf. She would take some money from me.
There's a lot of them out here that could, Stormy.
I know it. Could lose that retirement in a hurry. Here comes Bruin to cross, trailing forward to 5:40 mark. Wilkins almost on the steal, kicked out of bounds. Stockoff's going to take it in. Right in front of the Brentwood cheering section tonight. Trussell to Stockoff in the right wing. Is Paige going back into a zone?
They are. Okay. Yeah, they're in their matchup zone right now.
Step back for Osgood. The ball's tipped, and it's short.
Oh, wow.
Good pass by Wilkins to No. She got a breakaway. Up, soft kiss, last bottom. Wilkins, assist to No. N-O-E, as in yes. Shot from the corner. Wampler a little quick. Couldn't get it to go. Goes in tough, nice basket that time. Emily Trussell, only one of the Trussell sisters might have some scoring success. They're still down four to 4:50 mark. Faith Wilkins on the hard drive. Kissed it off the glass and scores.
Yeah, 16.
Wow.
She's having a terrific second half.
Sure is. 44-38 at the 4:40 mark. Osgood drives the inside. Good pass to Delaney Trussell. She scores. Broke the ice. Draws a foul. Going for three. Abby Gobble draws that foul. We have that official often. He always does a good job.
He is one of the better ones that we watch.
Young, in shape, gets him down the court, makes a very clean.
You just wish you were as in shape as he is.
Oh, well, I used to be 30 years ago. Age will do it to you. Bottom. Very good. Delaney Trussell's got three. Timeout on the floor. We're taking 30 seconds. Let's take 30 seconds, bud. This is sports on AM 950.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
A barn burner here tonight, 4:38. The Lady Patriots trailing 28-18 at halftime have surged ahead 44-41. Boss, you know Ron Brock. Very quickly, what does he tell his Lady Patriots in the last 4 minutes?
He's going to tell them, get after it after defense. Pick it up. You're up by 3 points right now. Defensively, pick it up. Let's get some points out of defense, and you'll walk away a winner.
Sounds good.
He's got three timeouts left. He's sitting in good shape.
Nobody in foul trouble. Wilkins had bad 2,000. Pass by down the right wing. Gabby Gobble steps out of bounds. Aaron throw that time. Faith Wilkins. Rare mistake on her part.
Yeah, she's getting some coaching right now from him.
Yeah, a little insight, coach, the doctor himself. Ball's down the right wing. Emily Trussell drives in the paint, gets in the trees, and jump ball's called. It's going to go to Paige.
And no, Paige got it.
That's the last one. Well, they got the, they missed that one. Bruins taking out their own basket, 4:18 mark. And then almost 5 seconds, barely get it in. It was 10 seconds of Paige fans' call behind us. They've been rather vociferous tonight. Osgood backs it out. She's guarded by Cochran, double teamed down the right wing.
Forcing her to go to her right.
Yes, she is left-handed. That's well said. Wampers makes a nice save down the right wing. Correction, left wing. Double team. Cochran really puts them, will lay a body on you out there. She makes the offensive movement very difficult.
Oh, man.
Trusel,
wrong with Trusel. She's hurt.
Oh, she hurt her knee. She is in severe pain. Wilkins on the shot. Can't get it to go. Lost the timeline. Floyd Wamper failing by three. Could be a tie. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Faith Wilkins. And Emily Trusel is gutting through this knee thing like she kind of jammed it a little bit.
Whatever it was, she's walked it or ran it off.
Yep, kind of gutting it out. Her sister's about to check in, but she can't get checked in. Here comes Delaney No out front, number 14 at the 3-minute mark. 44-41 is our score. We're under 250. Wilson way out front for the Lady Patriots. Oh, they give and go to Wilkins, and that time it worked. That's
that
the fifth,
great execution.
Fifth time they ran it. That time the pass was right. Wilkins scores. She's got 18. 46-41. Bruins dire need of some points. The pass to the corner, kicks it out to Trusel. She drives in on one leg, can't convert. Rebound, Wilson has had a great night tonight for the Lady Patriots. Wilkins for downtown, can't buy that one. Kicks it out front, Ron Brock goes, I'm out. Let's take 30 seconds, quick 30 seconds, with 2:20 to go, 46-41, the Lady Patriots in front. This is sports on AM950.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
Back, 2:20 to go, 46 for the Lady Patriots, 41 for the Lady Bruins. You didn't join us earlier. The Lady Bruins were up 28-18 at halftime. The Lady Patriots come out and outscore the Bruins 18-5 in the third quarter. 2 minutes, 20 seconds go. Garth, I know Ron Brock's going to emphasize defense, ball handling, and probably only taking a backdoor cut shot.
Yeah, I would think that he's going to try to slow them down a little bit from taking those unnecessary quick threes. Probably drawing up a play right here from the sideline. I saw him ask where the ball was. So
Patriots get it inbounds.
We ran that play for years right there, what he just did.
Yeah, Lily Wilkins way out front, kicks it back to Cochran. She backs it out down the left wing. They're running a little rotation out front.
They're still running a five-out motion.
And they've tried that same give-and-go to Wilkins, and she threw it away this time. Bruins ball still. 2 minutes.
Lily Wilkins may be the fastest defender in Williamson County this year on the ladies' side.
Yes, only a ninth grader. She's still developing. Step back, Osgood, rimmed it out. Unforgiving rim. Here comes Wilkins, one-on-one. Marley kicks back out front, running clock.
That was very smart. Very smart.
Ran off
senior leadership,
yes,
right there.
Ran off. They've already run off another 15 seconds, and the clock is not on the Bruins side right now. 46-41 and trailing.
They got to do a lot of fouling to even get into 1-1.
Yeah, they do. Got a lot of fouls to give. A lot of fouls finally called that time on Chloe Wamper. Haley Hanna to check in for the Bruins. That was on correction. It was on AC Stockoff, my bad.
Who'd you say it was on?
Wampler at first.
Oh.
I saw a two, then they did another two. Ball's inbounds on their own basket. The Lady Patriots way out front to Wilson. He's had a heck of a ball game. Timeout Ron Brock. He didn't like what he saw. Garth, let's keep it here.
I'm not sure why he called that timeout there. They safely got the ball inbounds out to the top of the key. So, anyway, you know, Stormy, this game right now is well in the hands of the Lady Patriots. Barring that they don't turn the ball over, it's going to take quick fouls. So they're sitting at two fouls right now. Brentwood is. You probably can look at least running under the 1 minute mark before the bonus goes into tack. So it's going to be a difficult climb right here for Brentwood to get back in 4 or 5 points with a minute 21 to go, and I have only fouled two fouls.
Right.
So that's a hard hill to climb right there. But Ronnie's only got one timeout left, and I'm not sure why he took that timeout there. His girls were running and executing the five out motion, had it extended out past the top of the key, clearly we're doing a good job of protecting the basketball. So I don't know what he saw there that he didn't like.
81 seconds left. The Lady Patriots up five. 81 seconds left. Crossword pass to Wilkin on the give and go, and she draws a foul. They did an isolation breakaway, and Wilkins had a mismatch, and Troy Wampler has her by about 3 inches. Couldn't convert, but did draw the foul.
If the pass had been a little, had led Faith a little bit more, it had been an easy bucket.
Yep. Wilkins gets the ball way out front, and she's going to draw the foul
on Emily Trucial, her second.
Foul number 12.
Minute 16 to go. Only had a few seconds left, probably about 5 seconds. Lily Wilkin gets in the backcourt. Whoops,
she walked there. Yeah. The turnover that they needed to get.
Yeah, that's an uncharacteristic move for her. Kind of bum-fuzzled it a little bit as she caught timeline. Full-court press being employed by Brentwood. They get the ball inbound. Here comes Emily Trucial. Cross-court way across to Osgood. And ball's tipped out of bounds. And off Brentwood. Faith Wilkins on her defensive prowess, Gar. Both ends of the floor tonight. The senior is the difference maker.
Well, I've said it time and time again. She's a player.
Ball's in bounds, all fouls. All gonna be a lot of fouls called in this last.
Boy, Wampler's fifth.
63 seconds. Well, we had the two top teams tonight, two number one teams. And we do know one of them's gonna come out ahead tonight. As we said, you said 2 weeks ago, these were the two top teams. Oh, they're on a breakaway. Nice breakaway to left her wide open. And no,
that's ball game right
as
there.
In yes, 48-41, 7 points, 50 seconds. And the defense has been ramped up. Bad cross-court pass. AC Stockoff lets it tip out of bounds.
For what I said earlier in the broadcast,
yep.
Maybe behind the first quarter,
yep.
Be behind the second quarter, but the third quarter will own the fourth quarter.
And they sure have. 48-41, 43 seconds. Trucial draws another foul.
We're also at the 41.9 mark, and the Lady Patriots still aren't in the 1-1. 41.9 seconds.
Lady Patriots only committed 3 fouls this half. Now they're in the bonus. That's 7 fouls.
Number 32, Amelia Osgood. That's her second.
Amelia Osgood draws the second foul. 40 seconds left. 48-41 is our score. Let's see. Christina Hunt checks in for the Lady Bruins. At the line, Delaney knows had a big night.
Woo, what a roll.
Got a shooter's touch.
Got 16.
All that time playing basketball with her dad. Eye in the bucket. 8-point differential. Make it 9. Make it 9. Shout out to Lieutenant Dan. He's listening on the radio.net. Here come the Bruins. Delaney kicks it back to AC Stockoff. Long three. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Fought four. Foul called.
Me and Lily Wilkin for the back.
It is. Lily Osgood. She's fighting for the ball. That's only 4 fouls on the Lady Patriots. Still not the shooting bonus with 31 seconds left. Stockoff had the three, didn't take it. Trucial on the baseline drive. Kissed it off the glass. Scores. Gets it within 7. We're at 25.6 tenths of a second. Garth, what is it? If you're Miles Thrash, what are you telling your Lady Bruins?
Foul as soon as the ball comes in. If you don't get the steal on the inbounds, they'll be full court pressing right here. Look for a screen come off. If Ronnie may go 4 across, he goes 4 across. There'll be a screen set from the outside in. They'll roll into the ball in, or they'll go deep. They're not going 4 out, so, or 4 across. So there's your screen.
All right, Paige gets the ball in bounds to Wilson. She draws a foul.
That was actually the right first foul right there. I believe that was on Emily, is it?
Yes, it was.
No, that's on Delaney.
That's your first.
She's had a very quiet night.
By the way, Emily, who's had a big night, you know what she had for dinner at Stroud's last night?
The nachos, of course.
There you go.
No good.
Shots on the way. Here come the Bruins trailing by 7, 17 seconds. Shot from the corner. Delaney Trucial can't get the rebound. Her sister does. Goes up hard. Ball stripped away. Faith Wilkins loses in the corner, and she knocks over the Gatorade stand.
Man, I tell you what, their hands are swatting at that basketball.
There's no rest for the weary in there.
No, there's not.
9 seconds left. Oscar had it blocked. Clean block. Lily Wilkins has had her number tonight.
That's ball game.
That's it. Faith Wilkins across the timeline and a standing ovation from the Page Patriot family right behind us. And the Lady Patriots take over first place with a 50-43 convincing win. Lady Bruins up 10 at halftime, 28-20, come out, and the Lady Patriots absolutely put Mac down on them.
I'll see if I can get Ronnie here.
Yeah, why don't you get Ron over here? Why don't you get him?
Hey, Ron, 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 Ron.
Well,
yes, Garth.
You might be down at the first, might be down at the second, but you're going to own the third and the fourth.
That's because we got a lot of good quality freshmen and younger players that come in and give us great minutes off the bench to allow us to stay fresh.
You know, I've told Stormy tonight, I've never seen a young ladies team that pushed the ball as quickly up and down the floor as your Lady Patriots do. You got a lot of faith in them.
We have a lot of faith, and that's one good thing about
that's
us.
Exactly
that's number
right.
four. But
number four.
We do. We've done a good job of doing that all year. We came out slow there in the third quarter, had one of our worst quarters of the year, just scoring 6 points. That's because Brentwood's got a great defense. They make it hard on you to do everything. But we are averaging about 69 points a game, so I knew it would turn on sooner or later. And part of that's because what you just said about getting the ball out, getting the easy buckets, and transition up and down the court.
So what about the game Delaney Noe had? Was that one of the better games you've seen her have this season?
No, she had about an 18-point game down at Dixon County. So she's coming along. She started out slow this year, but she's come on real strong, and that's been a big plus for us.
So now you're sitting, going into the break, first place in the district. Is that where you expected to be at this point in the season, or are you a little ahead of where you thought you'd be?
Didn't think we'd be anywhere close to that.
Well,
I knew we had some potential, and we could win some games, but had no clue where we're going to start. Every night here, there was four or five teams, one loss coming into tonight. So you just don't know what's going to happen in this league.
Well, congratulations. Real quick, what are you guys going to do over the holiday break?
Going down to Orlando to play at Bishop Moore Catholic School in a tournament down there. We play on the 27th, 28th, 29th.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Congratulations, and go get them.
All right, thanks.
All right,
thanks, Stormy. Appreciate it.
So, Stormy, 50-43, the Lady Patriots.
Impressive. We knew this was going to be one of the best ball games we could ask for on the girls' side. Battle for first place, the tale of two halves, and boy, Coach Ron Bach, I don't know what he told him at halftime. I didn't get to hear the interview because it's so loud in here, but all I can say is what a fine coaching job he did. Did you get the totals for us?
I sure do. For the Brentwood Lady Bruins, who came up short tonight, led by Emily Trucial with 13, Chloe Wampler with 9, AC Stockup with 9, Delaney Trucial with 3, Amelia Osgood with 7, Haley Hanna with 2. 43 points for the Lady Bruins. So the Lady Patriots led tonight by Faith Wilkin with 18, Delaney Noe with 17, Mackenzie Cochran with 8, Olivia Wilson with 2, Lily Wilkin with 5, and I think I covered them all. 50-43 Lady Patriots.
As good a second half of basketball in a hostile environment on the road on a cold, dreary, nasty December night, played with poise. That's as good a basketball as you're going to see in high school from the girls' side, period.
Well, anytime you score 32 points in the second half, you're doing something right.
On the road at Brentwood,
it's a hard place to play.
Hey,
that's, we can't emphasize that enough.
Only play 32 minutes. They scored 32 points in the entire second half.
Well done.
Let's do this. Bud, let's go ahead and we need to get caught up on some breaks. Why don't you go ahead and take 5 minutes. And we will be back, and we may have something, but in 5 minutes, I'll holler at you when we come back. Let's take 5 minutes and get caught up on spots. This is sports on AM 950.
Hey, everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, Present Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell them Stormy sent you.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I meditate.
His side is turned inside and the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High. Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High.
This is Jeff Smith, Senior Vice President for Franklin Synergy Bank. At Franklin Synergy, we're very thankful to be a part of this community. We have a strong desire to see our friends and neighbors succeed and prosper. If you are thinking about building a new home or expanding your business, or you just need a strong and stable financial institution to call your hometown bank, call or stop by one of our six locations across Williamson County and talk with us. We know this community like no other bank. Franklin Synergy Bank, people you know, people you trust.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Richard Harrington, president of Franklin Synergy Bank, and from our banking team, I want to thank all of our customers for their patronage and their support of our bank.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell. I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.